Reading Baseball is a listener-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Listener support is what makes this webcast possible.
A few weeks ago, former Brooklyn Dodger first baseman Ed Stevens died at the age of 87. He was the answer to the question, when Jackie Robinson played in his first game on April 15, 1947, whom did he replace in the Dodgers' starting lineup? While there were Dodgers like Dixie Walker, who didn't want to be on the same team with Robinson, Stevens accepted Robinson as a teammate. But it was Stevens, only in his second full season with the Dodgers, who lost his starting position at first base to Robinson. Jackie Robinson, after signing with the Dodgers, played the 1946 season at second base with their AAA farm club in Montreal. When Branch Rickey called up Robinson to play with the Dodgers in 1947, he had veteran Eddie Stanky at second base. So Rickey had Robinson play first base and bench projected starter Ed Stevens. When Robinson made his major league debut, Stevens appeared in the game, but only as a pinch hitter. A few weeks later, Rickey demoted the unhappy Stevens to Montreal, where he spent the rest of the season. The Dodgers went on to capture the 1947 National League pennant and played against the Yankees in the World Series. Ed Stevens, fueled by his anger at Rickey, had a great season at Montreal, where he hit 27 home runs and had 87 RBIs. After his successful season in Montreal, Stevens fully expected Rickey to give him a chance to win back his job with the Dodgers in 1948. But Rickey, aware of Stevens' animosity toward him, sold him to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rickey also rid himself of Dixie Walker, the most vocal of the Dodgers in opposing Robinson, by sending Walker to the Pirates as well. At the beginning of the 1948 season, a year after Jackie Robinson crossed baseball's color line, former Dodger Ed Stevens was in the opening day lineup at first base for the Pirates, and former Dodger Dixie Walker was their starting right fielder. My wife Anita likes to think that I've been around baseball so long, I probably saw the first game when it was played at Cooperstown. I'll admit that I'm getting old, but I really wasn't standing in that Cooperstown cow pasture when Abner Doubleday supposedly invented baseball back in 1839. And truth be told, neither was Abner Doubleday. I actually saw my first game in 1948 when I was 9 years old. My father took me out to the ballpark on a Sunday afternoon to watch my hometown Pirates play the Cincinnati Reds. I have a vivid memory of watching slugger Ralph Kiner hit two home runs that day, and the Pirates beating the Reds. I can still see those towering home runs sailing into the smog from Pittsburgh steel mills on their way out of the ballpark. A number of years ago, Tim Wiles of the National Baseball Hall of Fame Library sent me the box score of a Pirates-Reds game played on May 2, 1948, and won by the Pirates on two home runs by Ralph Kiner. He was convinced that, based on what I told him, it was the box score of that first game I saw with my father. I had fun looking through the box score and finding Kiner's name, but Ed Stevens and Dixie Walker were also in the starting lineup for the Pirates that day. They were also in the lineup a few weeks later when my father took me to the ballpark to see the Pirates play the Dodgers. Pittsburgh's black community was so proud of Jackie Robinson that they filled the ballpark to overflowing that day. There were so many people, white and black, at the game that Pirate officials roped off the outfield and allowed fans to come onto the field. I can still remember standing only a few feet from a cursing Dixie Walker as he chased a ball that eluded him and rolled into the roped-off crowd for a ground rule double. Thanks to Jackie Robinson, I had the thrill, at 9 years old, of watching a big league game from the field of play and dreaming that someday I'd be out there with Robinson and Stevens. But maybe not Dixie Walker, who needed his mouth washed out with soap that day. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.
To support Reading Baseball and WSIU's other online programs, please call 800-745-9748 or pledge online at wsiu.org.